Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, text number 40 and 41. Vishrajya tatra tata sarvam. Vishrajya tatra tata sarvam. Dukula valayadikam.
Dukula valayadikam.
Nirmamo nirahankaraha. Sanchinashesha bandhanaha.
Visrajya.
Relinquishing.
Tatra.
All those.
That.
Sarvam.
Everything.
Dukula.
Belt.
Valaya adikam.
And bangles.
Nirmamaha.
Uninterested.
Nirahankaraha.
Unattached.
Sanchinna.
Perfectly cut off.
Ashesha bandhanaha.
Unlimited attachment.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Maharaj Yudhishthir at once relinquished all his garments, belt and ornaments of the royal order and became completely disinterested and unattached to everything. Please repeat. Maharaj Yudhishthir
at once
relinquished all his garments,
belt and ornaments
of the royal order,
and became completely disinterested,
and unattached
to everything.
Purport. To become purified of material contamination is a necessary qualification for becoming one of the associates of the Lord. No one can become an associate of the Lord or can go back to Godhead without such purification. Maharaj Yudhishthir, therefore, to become spiritually pure, at once gave up his royal opulence, relinquishing his royal dress and garments. The kashaya or saffron lion cloth of a sannyasi indicates freedom from all attractive material garments, and thus he changed his dress accordingly. He became disinterested in his kingdom and family, and thus became free from all material contamination or material designation. People are generally attached to various kinds of designations, the designations of the family, society, country, occupation, wealth, position, and many others. As long as one is attached to such designations, he is considered materially impure. The so-called leaders of men in the modern age are attached by national consciousness, but they do not know that such false consciousness is also another designation of the materially conditioned soul. One has to relinquish such designations before one can become eligible to go back to Godhead. Foolish people adore such men who die in national consciousness. But here is an example of Maharaj Yudhishthir, a royal king who prepared himself to leave this world without such national consciousness. And yet, he is remembered even today because he was a great pious king, almost on the same level with the personality of Godhead Sri Ram. And because people of the world were dominated by such pious kings, they were happy in all respects, and it was quite possible for such great emperors to rule the world. Take the next one. Vacham juhava manasi.
Vacham juhavan manasi.
Tataprana itare chatam.
Tataprana itare chatam.
Vrityava apanam sota sargam.
Vrityava apanam
sota sargam.
Sota sargam.
Tam panchatve hi ajo havit.
Tam panchavatve hi ajo vat.
Havit.
Avat. Avit.
Then he amalgamated all the sense organs into the mind. Then the mind into life, life into breathing, his total existence into the embodiment of the five elements, and his body into death. Then as pure self, he became free from the material conception of life. Maharaj Yudhishthir, like his brother Arjuna, began to concentrate and gradually became freed from all material bondage. First he concentrated all the actions of the senses and amalgamated them into the mind. Or in other words, he turned his mind toward the transcendental service of the Lord. He prayed that since all material activities are performed by the mind in terms of actions and reactions of the material senses, and since he was going back to Godhead, the mind would wind up its material activities and be turned towards the transcendental service to the Lord. There was no longer a need for material activities. Actually, the activities of the mind cannot be stopped, for they are the reflection of the eternal soul. But the quality of the activities can be changed from matter to the transcendental service of the Lord. The material color of the mind is changed when one washes it from contaminations of life breathing and thereby frees it from contamination of repeated births and deaths and situates it in pure spiritual life. All is manifested by the temporary embodiment of the material body, which is production of the mind at the time of death. And if the mind is purified by practice of transcendental loving service to the Lord and is constantly engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, there is no more chance of the mind's producing another material body after death. It will be freed from absorption in material contamination. The pure soul will be able to return home back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Visrajya Tatra Tata Sarvam Dukula Valayadikam Nirmamo Nirahankaraha Sanchinnashesha-bandhanah. Maharaj Yudhishthir at once relinquished all his garments, belt and ornaments of the royal order and became completely disinterested and unattached to everything. Vacham juhava manasi tata prana itare chatam vrityava apanam sota sargam Tam panchat pantam panchatvehi ajohavi. Then he amalgamated all the sense organs into the mind, then the mind into life, life into breathing, his total existence into the embodiment of the five elements, and his body into death. Then, as pure self, he became free from the material conception of life. So Suta Goswami is now explaining that how Maharaj Yudhishthir is withdrawing from the material existence, you know. So this is, of course, this is possible only for pure devotees, what procedure he is following. because our minds are so much attached to things that till the last moment we want to think about only those things. That's why it says that the mind prepares your next body. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita in 8th chapter that whatever is your state of mind at the time of leaving the body, you will attain the next body. So state of mind. Mind starts thinking, oh, I want to be the king, I want to be the king, I want to be the king, like strong desire. So at the time of leaving the body, if you are thinking still like that, then you get the next body of a king. But of course, depending on your karma, you will get the position of the king. You may become the king of a big kingdom or a small little kingdom or kingdom having problems, because you are not saying anything more than that. You are just saying, I want to be the king. So, especially the second one looks little complicated. All sense organs into the mind. Yes. Because you stop thinking about the hand and the body and this and that, like that. And then the mind is the prana. The here word is prana. Prana means life. And then prana, when you are having these five pranas and you have pranayama. So you have pranayama, apanam. There is a five types of air, one of them is called apanam. Okay. And then he knows that we are nothing but the five elements, the body, sorry. We are not the five elements. We are separate from five elements. But the body is nothing but five elements. Fire, air, water, ether, earth. Right? These are the five elements. And then he knows that this five elements, moment you think of five elements, you know that it's going to go. The moment the soul leaves, the five elements are useless. Right? So he amalgamated. And that way he became free from material conception of life. Mrityava. So it's there. Sutta Goswami is talking about mrityu. So, because he was the king, he was living like a king naturally. So first action he took is he removed all the kingly, ornaments and all the stuff like that. Yeah, of course. The point is that we have to at least learn from these and decide which way you want to go. You saw how Dhritarashtra left his body. I told it yesterday also that how Bhishma, Dhritarashtra, everybody, how Krishna left his body. He made an arrangement to get, pierced by an arrow and just leave the body. But actually, even after he was hit, he went back, as we saw, in the same body, because his body is not like ours. It's not made of five elements, panchabhuta. So that's the difference. And here few things come, How you have to become, at the end, at least we can do that much, We can become nirmamaha, uninterested. Nirahankaraha. So totally, egoless, false egoless, unattached. And then we have ashesha bandhanaha. Shesha bandhana means limited. Shesha means limited, to end. Ashesha means there is no limit. Unlimited attachments. This and that and that and that and that, we reflect back, we can see, yes, it's true. There's so much attached to so many things. And here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about different designations. You know, he says society. Yeah, we see that, right? Ultimately, people say you should be nationalist. You know, that's moment you say something against that, people will jump on you. You know, oh, this person is a deshadrohi, nationalist. So he's supposed to be the highest. But then Prabhupada doesn't agree. Prabhupada says, no, that's okay. It's not bad. We are not condemning it. But then thinking that that is all in all is dangerous. Because all said and done, even if you are the best of the nationalist, you will have to come back. You become, maybe next time you may become nationalist of some other country. You don't know where you will be born next. And so you are still caught in the cycle. Like we said, that mode of goodness is good, but it's not pure good. Because you get attached. And the attachment is the main factor. And that's why Prabhupada is saying, not that he is against, you know, he was himself into Gandhi's movement. You know, freedom movement, he was there. But then he realized that, what kind of freedom are we talking? We are just talking of changing the flags. That's all. Nothing much has changed, you know, after that. He wrote letters to Mahatma Gandhi, Nehru, Patel, that if you really want freedom, then bring back the Vedic culture, the Varnashram system. Then only that is... Yeah, all that is there. You know, Bhavave says that, I agree. Sabai Bhumai Gopal ki. Yeah, but then who listened to him, you know? Where is the Bhumi of Gopal? You know, you even if you want to make a temple of Gopal, you have to go through so many problems, you know. So many problems, rules and regulations. The government is not going to say, okay, it is Gopal's Bhumi, so for Gopal we will give it just like that. No. Because they will say, oh, this is there, that person will ask, this person will ask. Because we know, we have built temples, so we know what goes on there, you know. Yeah, I mean, the governments are useless because, you know, they are... Democracy means vote politics. Dictatorship means self-interest. So, where is... Unless, as Prabhupada says, unless there is a benevolent dictator, like Krishna. Krishna was the king of Dwaraka. But everybody got everything, you know. Or Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, something like that. Some kings like that, they are welcome. They are much better than the democracy and this and that. Because we know democracy means so many other problems. It's good. It's one of the worst, lesser evil, that's all we can say. Prabhupada used to call it democracy, not democracy, because he says, what kind of leaders are you choosing? What's the use of that democracy? Anyway, so our goal is that we should follow Yudhishthira Maharaj in terms of detachments, you know. Yeah, I know. We cannot talk of so many things, you know, because their concept is totally different. Their concept is a godless society. Then they will say, oh, there should not be no religion in the politics. What is religion? They don't understand even that. Because we say religion means we say Hindu, Muslim, all that. Whereas we know that it is not that. It is the essential characteristic of a person. Okay. So, I'd like to say thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We'll meet tomorrow. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.